Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Bringing it to you live from, well, Minnesota. It is 0 degrees right now. If I wanted to get technical about it, I could say it's minus or it's positive, right? In the sense of degrees here, it's cold. It's really cold. But the good news is we're in a warm studio right now and no complaints. Do you remember when I told all of you that just last week all these oral arguments coming from the said Supreme Court, these unelected bureaucrats that are sitting on the bench right now, that somehow or another the American people are led to believe that they're there for life, regardless if they sit during good behavior or not. Not Article 3, Section 1, Section 2. Read it when you get a moment. But isn't it interesting that just today we got the information that CDC director sheepishly admits Justice Sotomayor issued COVID misinformation on hospitalized kids. Isn't that what I said? Isn't that what I shared with you during that oral argument that the Supreme Court has no business taking up in the first place? And the only reason they picked it up is because they want you to believe that their fiend negotiations concerning the Constitution, which applies not here, they want to set it under false pretenses so they can set up another pretended authority to rule over your lives, right? Yeah, well, that's what it's all about. But I said during that oral argument that they were having, at no time did we hear the Constitution, and over and over and over again we heard that of Alina Kagan use false data. You all remember that, okay? I just talked about this on Saturday, I believe, and Friday. Forgive me if I'm wrong. But what's interesting is Sotomayor said that 100,000 children are in serious condition. And one of the questions that Phil is asking, as he tweeted this, is where do these people obtain their misinformation? It's all misinformation. It's purposed misinformation to continuously lead the people down the road of no return. And as a matter of fact, that's what it's all aimed at. That is their objective. That is their end aim. Let's go back over to what was just asked. What are these people being directed to the Supreme Court injustices as to where they get their misinformation? And why is it that they're parroting in? And furthermore, why are they not held accountable for giving that misinformation? Maybe it's their fact checkers, right, that are calling us liars once again, probably. But it's interesting, Robert Kennedy Jr., shared Fauci routinely falsified science, deceived the public and physicians, and lied about safety and efficacy throughout his career. Yes, he has. And again, friends, yet he still remains. I want to just kind of reiterate something. I've been reading the book of Jeremiah. He was the guy that was called to go to the gate of the church and to governments and reprove them before God. as a prophet of God, and there's also a book of Lamentations. For all of those that want to sit on your morals, I'm just here to tell you it's a short time before you understand as to why we've been spending so much time warning the American people as to what in fact is a major threat to not just this country, but on a global basis. And for all the information that we've given unto you over the last, now going on 3 years concerning this pandemic, has been reiterated, it's been regurgitated, it's been rehearsed in your ears, which is not tedious for me. But the fact of the matter is, friends, you do need to understand that there is a book of Lamentations. And what is the message? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3, 2, Acts 20, verse 21. The list goes on. Mark 1, 17. And Americans want to go ahead and dare the justice of God. Well, you can rest assured what's happening now, friends, is as every day goes by that you sit on your morals, you are strengthening the enemy to continuously assail you and yours on so many different fronts. Again, you can call me an alarmist all you want. You can go to Jeremiah 4:19. That is, in fact, what I am. And I also understand my position in the sense of warning people and waking people up as to their impending danger. And we are in that time in a big way in this country. But let me go back over to this misinformation that these injustices were giving. Isn't that disturbing to anybody that may be listening to me or watching me right now, that these said justices are once again blatantly giving false data? 100,000 children are in serious condition, said per Sotomayor. And isn't it interesting how Elena Kagan continuously, over and over and over again, gave false data? And nobody dared ask them, because the American people have somehow or another in their minds that they are above the law, or they are in fact the law. And that is exactly what the American people are reaping right now, is the curse, because they've given off the sovereignty of God unto themselves over to the sovereignty of man. And I want people to understand that, again, our rights come from God. They do not come from the government. The government works for us under God, period. And then we have something that we can read out in Psalm 33, verse 12. Go ahead and check it out when you get a moment for yourself. Now, folks, with all of that said, I do want to tell you that if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, please go to the top of the page on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. You will see SOL Radio Live. Go over there, like that, subscribe to that page. As you do, you can get a you'll get an email. You will get a live feed, and you will also have a live chat, which is pretty cool as well. But go over to Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Sons of Liberty Media. You can check us out on social media platforms right there on the right side of the page. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to that of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If at any time you want to call, please do. We're going to be talking about America is, in fact, mirroring Germany of the past. We have more and more Holocaust survivors that are still here warning the American people. I shared some of this with you on Saturday, as to the similarities of Germany back in the 30s to that, as to where we are in the present in America today. And I'm going to make the link the best that I can throughout the duration of the show. I'm going to show you a couple things next segment, video, audio. And what we're going to do is we're going to get to the main topic right off the bat. And you can listen to the Holocaust survivors themselves. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933, folks. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Can I show some people out there that have their heads and their eyes and their ears glued to the television? Can I show you what you look like to people that are thinking for themselves? Because I always say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, right? Read Psalm 101, verse 3. Psalm 101, verse 3, when you get a moment. I want to show you what you look like, okay, as you parrot the government. Check this out. You can hear it as well in 154 cities. Check it out, folks.
Every person should have control over their own body.
Exactly. Who wants to be overprotected?
You know what? You should put your mask on. It's required by the government.
Yeah.
She couldn't even make her own personal medical decisions.
Yeah, crazy.
Have you gotten your vaccine yet? You gotta do it. The government said so. You just said...
Anyways, Brittany couldn't even travel without approval from the conservator. Sounds toxic. Did I tell you I just got my vaccine passport? I'm so excited. Gotta have it if you're gonna travel, right?
You just...
Anyways, and don't even get me started on her finances. What she does with her money is her business and nobody else's.
True.
Hang on, I need to reply to this.
Who is it?
Oh, it's just the IRS monitoring my bank account. I have to let them know how I spent that $600 last week. They just care about me, you know?
Well, actually...
So anyways, her conservatorship was so abusive. Controlling her body, her medical decisions, her travel, her finances. I cannot imagine letting someone have that much control over me. Brittany...
Isn't that exactly what it looks like?
First of all,
I mean, we sit there and we act like people don't pay attention to what we say, and then when we do it, we hope they don't watch what we do. That is the definition of hypocrisy, by the way. You're a pretender. You hold the truth in unrighteousness, Romans 1:18. You're pathetic. I mean, for a better way of saying it, and you need to repent. There's a lot of people that are going to stand before the Lord on Judgment Day and say, well, you know, this is what I really believed, but this is what I did. And the Lord's going to say, did I not tell you over and over throughout the Old and in the New Testament that I was going to judge you according to your works? Yes, he is. So let me go on and just let me show some of these people a little bit more of what's going on in hopes that I can pry their eyes open and get their hand taken from their eyeballs. And in the fact of the matter is, friends, what's going to be shown here is the hypocrisy going on behind the cameras as they set the stage to drive more fear across the globe. This is second to none, friends. It really is. Though they play funny music, there's really nothing funny about being under the judgments of God, because we are under the judgments of God in so many different ways. Check this one out. All staged. All staged. It shows all the body bags and one guy sticking his head out smoking a cigarette. Another one is set up where two doctors, they're probably not even doctors, pushing a dead body in front of the cameras. All the camera crew, nobody has a mask on, none of that. But what they're doing is just filming it to drive the fear into the people so they submit to what the government's saying. Then they go behind the cameras to find that the person that was dead on the gurney is in fact taken out of the bag. Okay, so it's, again, friends, just so you understand, it's all a fraud, it's all staged, and you're being played again and again. And I've given you the video, and I've shown you the video, friends, of these politicians that are driving the fear in America that are caught without them. So it's pretty crazy how that works. I didn't shut that off. It was just a part of the video. And what we're showing now is on video here on social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, the camera crew behind the scenes driving the fear. Driving the fear. And it's all staged. They're in their big jumpsuits, and the dead person's not really dead. Again, what they're doing is they're filming all this. And now they're showing an individual burying a body, which there is no body, and they're filming it all. All four of the guys behind the cameras, no one's wearing any masks. Again, just to show you how this is all staged. Americans, there's enough information given unto you. People in 53 countries that are listening and watching, there's enough information given to you as to say that there's absolutely no excuse as to why we're still talking about this. Did you hear the double talk, by the way, during the break? How they said that it's basically coming to an end now? The whole pandemic. Did you hear that? Anybody catch that? They said that it was coming to an end. And the fact of the matter is they go on for a couple more minutes and then they begin to bolster new numbers again. Did you hear that? Yeah, they did it twice. This is what they're doing. It's confusion by design. Check out Daniel 9:27 when you get a moment. Daniel 9:27. I also want to show you this because I tipped into this just a little bit on Saturday. But did you see the French president, Macron, admit his strategy is to blank off the unvaccinated as much as possible? I tipped into this on Saturday for just a moment. So it just shows you, again, it's all being driven. They don't believe what they say. Matter of fact, we've even shown a video of this little dictator wannabe who's being controlled at every given step of his life, who sold his soul for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48. And it's interesting to note, as he walks into a building, he takes off his mask. Walks into a building, another leader comes in, as they like to be called, walks into the building, takes off their mask. It's all show. I've had people that work at the post office tell me, Bradley, I just got to put the mask on behind here. I don't have to have it on. I said, so it's all set up for false pretenses. This person said that's exactly what it's set up for. So they just want to keep pushing the game. They want to keep blowing wind into the sails of this fraudulent conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, in hopes that everybody's going to keep drinking the Kool-Aid. Well, we're not going to do that. Oh, one more thing I forgot to tell you before we get up onto another heartbreak here, as this little punk here, he better understand that it's just a matter of time before it's going to be game over. Maybe this French president, Macron, he should do his homework to understand that when you oppress a people like this, and I've tipped into this a little bit too, but I'm bringing it out, and I know I'm being led by the Holy Ghost to do so, but it's game over as well. The Lord will judge as he is judging, but the fact of the matter is those that are being used, like the Assyrians were in the book of Isaiah, it's just a matter of time when he's done judging, then he turns on the people that he used for judgment. And you can rest assured his number is up as well. But I told you that if these guys go out there and they do that, it's going to backfire. And I've showed this over and over and over again. And it's, in fact, what's happening. Protest grows bigger after president vows to blank off the unvaccinated. Wow. As a matter of fact, at least it was reported 100,000 people took to the streets of France in protest against these manufactured COVID-19 restrictions and mandates, all illegal. So it is backfiring, friends, and I don't want to get on this vein throughout the whole show today because I want to get to the main topic, but I do still have a little time here for the rest of this segment, and what I wanted to show you is what is in fact happening over in New York right now. And again, nobody wants to talk about what's happening, but friends, it is happening, and people in New York are beginning to rise up. And you didn't hear a peep about it on the mainstream media once again, did you? No, because they don't want you to know that we're agreed in our opposition to tyranny. And this is why the mainstream media and the big tech companies have been so busy trying to shut everybody down. Because they don't want you to communicate with people. They don't want you to talk to each other. They want you to just keep going along with their narrative. And how dare you stand up against their narrative, friends? We know what's in front of us. We all know what's in front of us. So let's quit pretending like we don't. Folks, it is not about a virus. Because the virus or this invisible enemy is not under attack. What is under attack are the rights of the people on a global basis so they can bring in more restrictions and more control over the people. Is that true or is it not true? Yes, it's absolutely true, friends. And this is where we're at. We can blame nobody for where we're at because we have done this to ourselves on so many different levels. Oh, my goodness. All right, you ready for this? I just found it. This is in New York, friends, and I want you to see this on social media platforms. Again, you didn't hear a peep about this, but you're going to hear and see a little peep as to what's going on in New York. Does it look like there for people on social media platforms like there's only 5 or 10 or 15 people there? Because the media always means to belittle the American people's efforts in resisting tyranny or defying or revolting against their tyrannical acts. Did you hear anything about this? You probably didn't. You probably didn't hear a peep about it on the mainstream media because, again, they don't want you to hear about it. And we're, again, not here asking the question if the devil can give us approval to share the truth with you. No, that's not what we do here. That is in New York. That is in New York, just so you know. And, again, friends, you heard not a peep about what's going on concerning the protests because they want to minimize that, and we don't. We want to let you know that the enemy is busy, and we need to get busy, and there's a lot of Americans out there on the streets that are really busy doing the job. And I praise God for every single one of you. Brothers in arms, amen. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The current Omicron COVID surge includes many breakthrough cases, which involve people who have been vaccinated testing positive. Studies are showing that breakthrough cases are more prevalent and coming at a higher rate with the Omicron variant. This as people that have had breakthrough cases tend to have fewer symptoms and milder ones than those who were unvaccinated. Regarding people dying from COVID-19, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says a good number of the people that have died from COVID had comorbidities.
The overwhelming number of deaths, over 75%, occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities. So really these are people who were unwell to begin with.
President Biden set to give a voting rights speech in Georgia on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. A Republican member of Congress says he will not cooperate with the January 6th Commission.
After being removed from the mostly partisan January 6th Commission by Democrat Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, said Sunday he will not cooperate with the January 6th Select Committee. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania last month, called the committee illegitimate. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today is known as Black Monday in the NFL, the 24 hours after the playoffs when losing coaches and GMs get their pink slips. The Minnesota Vikings have parted ways with their general manager and head coach, the Miami Dolphins firing their coach after three seasons, and the Chicago Bears firing Matt Nagy and GM Ryan Pace after the team went 6-11. Denver Broncos coach Vic Fangio fired on Sunday as well. More firings also expected later today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Folks, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on social media platforms and or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Got a lot of comments, but folks, again, share with the people. Encourage others in the process of what we're going to be talking about here. America is mirroring Germany of the past. We've been highlighting this since 2013, I found out today. And we have a lot of Holocaust survivors warning us of just that. Folks, if we can't listen to their testimonies, we're going to listen to nobody. And the fact of the matter is, it's just like what the man in hell asked Abraham to do when he said, listen, can you dip my finger in the water to cool my tongue? And he said, nope, there's a part fixed between us after the fact. Then he said, will you send him over, Lazarus over to that of my five brothers and warn them of this place? And he said, nope, they have the law and the prophets. If they won't hear them, they won't even listen to one, though he rose from the dead. Again, Luke 16, check it out when you get a moment. As I lay this out and tee this up, I got many pieces of this, and I'm going to play some audio for you in just a moment here. But we have Holocaust survivors telling us that history is repeating itself right now. Did you know that propaganda posters under Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich back in the 30s were, Jews are lice, they cause typhus? Did you know that? Jews are lice. They cause typhus. And it's also interesting to note that the same woman, and I'm going to let her tell you this before the end of the show, but it is, again, important that we all hear what it is that she has to say about the similarities between us now and Germany back then. There's a lot of similarities taking place here. Yeah, I think I'm just going to let her say it because I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse here. But, yep, I'm going to do this. I'm going to bring you over. I did an event with this woman. Her name is Kitty Wortman. I did an event with her in Georgia. Boy, this was 7 years ago, I bet. And I want you to listen carefully. I'm going to run out about 2 or 3 minutes just so you can get an idea as to what was going on during the time of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich and his regime as they were dominating the people. And I want you, again, pay attention to the details because it's exactly, friends, I can't overemphasize this. It's exactly what you're seeing today in America on so many different fronts. But no wonder, and I'll get to more of that information as well in just a moment.
Thank you for inviting me here to the beautiful state of California. The media still claims that Hitler rolled into Austria with tanks and guns and took us over. Not true at all. The fact is that the Austrian people elected Hitler by 98% of the vote by means of the ballot box.
Pay attention
now,
to that.
How could that happen in a Christian nation, almost 100% Catholic, that they would elect a monster like Hitler? Hitler did not look like a monster. He did not act like a monster. He talked like an American politician.
That's right.
The year was 1938. Austria was in a very, very deep depression. We had more than 30% unemployment. We had 25% inflation.
I need to add to that, friends. You keep hearing during the breaks, the hard breaks, about how jobs are up and how our economy is up. Pay attention to what she's saying right now, okay? Because she's teeing it up as to what they were being told by Adolf Hitler in the media during that time were the opposite of what was really going on. We know, folks, there's a lot of people out of work right now, but the mainstream media is trying to give kudos to this criminal in the People's White House right now by trying to tell you the opposite of what is true, Isaiah 5:20.
And if you borrowed money from the bank, you paid 25% interest.
You're pretty close to that right now.
That's why farmers were going broke. Businesses were going broke. They could not pay their mortgage or they could not pay their taxes. What was even worse, we had riots in our cities. We had whole blocks of the cities burned down, and our law enforcement was almost helpless. They could not control the riots. The unions were calling for strikes, and industry would close, and factories would close up, hence all this unemployment. It was not unusual in my home that 30 people a day would knock on the door for a bowl of soup and a slice of bread. They could keep themselves alive by going door to door. There were no jobs. There were young people, college graduates, no jobs.
Okay, so let me stop right there. She said no jobs. Keep in mind, during the very beginning stages of this pandemic, who did the attacking concerning small businesses in the United States? It was the said governors. Okay, put that up against Isaiah 28, verse 18. It was the government that attacked the businesses, okay? Also keep in mind, putting it up to the facts, billionaires aggrandize their wealth. They've accumulated over 20%, 27%, an accumulation of more wealth than they had before the pandemic. So they're not going out of business, friends. They're making a lot of wealth off the ignorance of the people that are submitting to their said state governors and their said state mayors who are violating the law. Okay? So I just had to throw that in there really quick for you.
The media told us that in Germany, where Hitler ruled since 1933, they had full employment, they had a high living standard, and everybody was driving the little Beetle car.
Isn't that what they're doing today? Exactly.
We did not hear a whisper that anybody was being persecuted or arrested.
It's happening.
We only heard good things. And of course, we spoke the same language. We spoke German. We had the same culture. There was only a border between us, Austria and Germany, like South and North Dakota. And we said, why not? We would like to have the same high living standard what Germany had, and of all the things, jobs. People wanted to work. Austrian people are not lazy. They want to work. So the Austrian people petitioned the government for a plebiscite, for an election. And hence, the Austrian people elected Hitler by 98% of the vote. So we got a new government. National Socialism. I translate for you National Socialismus from the word national, the word Nazi derived. So we were getting a Nazi government. Nobody was elected anymore from the school board, the city commission, the county commission.
What's happening,
legislature,
friends?
Legislature and governors. They were all appointed.
All appointed. Who's beating down the parents as they assail their kids? The school boards are. What about what's happening in the cities throughout the United States of America today? Who are they beating down? Businesses, the people. Okay, so why is it that they're so emboldened to act in such a fashion? Because not only are they being bribed off to do so, but they're being told that they're going to be protected in the process of attacking the very people that they're supposed to, in fact, represent. Okay, so let's go on for another minute here, and then I'm going to pull it. This is a 33-minute video. Again, we did an event with Kitty Wertman back in, oh boy, I can't even tell you what year in Georgia, but she was a kick in the pants, and I'm going to let her finish off what is that she has to say.
Well, we thought they would only pick the very best people to govern us, just like in Germany. We trusted them. We did not ask questions. So the first thing what happened, we had to carry national ID cards.
Listen carefully.
You could not board a bus, you could not board a train without showing your national ID card.
Oh, you could not board a bus or a train, now a plane, without your national ID. What'd she say? Without showing your papers. Oh, my goodness. Can I stop right there and call it a day, folks? Because that's all you need to hear. That's exactly what this pandemic has been about since day one. They're driving you and corralling you into a new system of government as they continuously violate constitutional law. And why is that happening? Again, going to the responsible party, because the American people are allowing them to do it. Not all of us, though. We'll be right back.
But don't ever let that happen here.
Don't ever let that happen
Very
here.
Very bad idea.
This is in 2013.
The next thing would happen, Hitler gave us free radios. We could listen to him. He was a great...
He gave us free radios, and let me ask you something. When they were given free radios, guess who was only allowed to set the narrative? Adolf Hitler. Okay? And it was like what happened in Romania back in the 80s. It was a state-run television program. There was only one channel. So they only got one narrative all day long. What are you getting through the mainstream media today, friends? The six corporations that are owned and operated through their useful idiots on a global basis. Six corporations under the head of the CIA. And what did it... President Harry Truman called the CIA back in 47. He said, I'd have had nothing to do with them had I known that they were the American version of the Gestapo. Anybody putting the pieces here together? We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back after this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, talking about how America is, in fact, mirroring Germany of the past. That was Kitty Werthmann back in 2013, which is absolutely crazy, just to show you how the Lord puts things together. I did this article right here on WND, World Net Daily, for social media platform viewers. Look at the date right there, friends. Little did I know, I just caught this as we were playing the video of Kitty Werthmann. And what's interesting is I published this on January 24th of 2013. That's when the Lord started kicking my butt and driving me, Romans 8:14, into getting a lot, well, let me put it this way, an education on Germany of the 1930s. And I cannot even tell you how many times we sat there and I myself saying, what, why? Why am I looking at all these dictators? Why am I watching Mao Zedong and Benito Mussolini, Lord? Why am I doing all this homework on pot? I mean, the list goes on. You get the point. Pol Pot. I was thinking of Pol Pot. I was thinking of Adolf Hitler. I was thinking of Joseph Stalin. And I watched all these documentaries, and I did an in-depth study on all of these guys, and it was just like, whoa, one day after Barack Obama got into office, all of a sudden the lights started coming on in a big way. It's like, wait a second, this is exactly what Mao did. This is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Going back to the Bushes and then seeing the connection between the Bushes, Prescott Bush, and the Third Reich, where he was actually indicted. I mean, folks, I'm going to give you the link, as a matter of fact, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to post it on social media platforms so you can directly do your own homework, but I got everything on there for you. Matter of fact, going back to this WND article that I did back in 2013, are we as asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? The first quote that I used was Karl Dönitz. He was a German admiral and a would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler. And what he said, listen carefully, Americans, this is what he said. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. What's happening right now? Who is succumbing to the CDC? Why is it that we're hearing as to what we're supposed to do during this pandemic concerning the corrupt CDC, the CEO from the CDC, Anthony Fauci? Why is it always being set, the narrative that being, why is it always being brought to the American people by the exact same people over and over and over again? Because they're the ones profiting from it, friends. They're the ones driving you to their resolve, okay? But listen, politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. That's what the would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler said. And folks, what needs to be dealt with in this country is the mainstream media, okay, and big tech companies, big time, as well as corrupt politicians. Praise God for good government. We love you guys. We're standing with you. We're doing our job, okay? And they're hoping that you do your job as well, friends, because it's not just enough for a handful of people out there telling you exactly what it is when it comes to the truth of the matter. No, we all have to do our part. And if we don't all do our part, what's going to happen? History is going to repeat itself. Now, let me go over, and I want to show this to you because it's very disturbing, but I want you to listen carefully, because what they're going to begin to do is they're going to, and they've already done it, especially over in Germany and in France. Israel as well. But what we're going to see here is we're going to see the mainstream media now turn on the American people that have not, which is the majority of the people that have not gone along in getting these experimental jabs, which have not been approved by the FDA. They're experimental drugs, period. Okay? Again, let me reiterate the point that the data that's been given unto you is completely falsified. Go to Veyers, they'll tell you. Go to Health Impact News, they'll tell you. Everything that you're being told by their lies, the opposite is true. Again, Isaiah 5:20. But again, what would you expect from these people? John 8:44. Read off these scriptures that are bubbling up here, friends. I want to go back to a woman that told us, she's a Holocaust survivor. It's a short piece. It's less than 30 seconds. And again, what I want you to hear is what she is telling us as to what's happening today in America as to what she saw in the 30s under Adolf Hitler. Are you guys ready for this? Again, it's very disturbing, friends. But again, I want you to hear it and I want you to see it for yourself as to how history is repeating itself here. Okay? And again, it's very disturbing to say the least. This is a Holocaust survivor.
I was only 3 and a half. When my family and I were evicted from our home and deported to a concentration camp. Fear of infectious epidemics was exactly what the Nazis used to demonize Jews as spreaders of disease.
Did you hear that? As spreaders of disease. Nothing new under the sun. I'm going to let her go.
Today, the unvaccinated are being accused of being spreaders of disease.
Okay, here. Let me just play that again, because again, we're ahead of the game here, friends, by the Holy Ghost. Praise God. We love the Holy Ghost here, who shows us things to come. 1 Corinthians 12. But again, we're ahead of the game in giving you the warnings, Ezekiel 33, as to what is coming. Oh, by the way, these warnings aren't just for the said good people of the United States, the said good people of those in 53 countries. This is a warning for the bad guys, too. Because if the bad guys weren't doing the biddings of the tyrants, this wouldn't be happening anywhere. This is set for judgment, and it applies to the good and to the bad. Because we're all going to learn it one way or another. I'd rather learn it not the hard way, but the easier way by looking at the scars of that of Germany than to have to learn it the hard way on my own. How about you? That's called prudence. But I'm going to let her say this again.
And a half, when my family and I were evicted from our home and deported to a concentration camp. Fear of infectious epidemics.
This is what Adolf Hitler used. Fear of infectious epidemics. I told you this a long time ago. Fear of infectious epidemics that they can't or could not prove, just like today. Okay? Just like today.
Was exactly what the Nazis used to demonize Jews as spreaders of disease.
It's exactly what the Nazis did to demonize the Jews. They were accused of spreaders of the disease. Did anybody see Schindler's List? Remember how they were constantly itching and they were, you know, behind the barbed wire fences in the gist? Well, keep in mind, folks, they sold to the people in Germany, 80 million people, that they were diseased. Okay? It's exactly where we're going, friends. Unless you stand up and put a stop to this, it's exactly where we're going. Last time I'm going to play it.
I was only 3 and a half when my family and I were evicted from our home and deported to a concentration camp. Fear of infectious epidemics was exactly what the Nazis used to demonize Jews as spreaders of disease.
See, this is where we're going, friends.
The unvaccinated are being accused of being spreaders of disease.
It's exactly where we're going. You don't have to mark my words. You can just understand when the Lord said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because, friends, it's exactly what is coming our way unless the people in this country put a stop to what is, in fact, transpiring, evolving in front of our faces even now. Remember, the propaganda poster during that time was, Jews are lice, they cause typhus. Let me just go back just a little bit and show you some of the parallels. Remember, Adolf Hitler attacked his own Reichstag. It took him 6 years. This is what history teaches us. It took him 6 years to overthrow the Constitution of Germany. He had something called Fatherland Security. September 11th, 2001, we were allegedly attacked by a country that we never retaliated against. We went and attacked an innocent nation, namely the Iraqis, that the CIA and Rumsfeld put up. Just ask General Wesley Clark. And it was interesting what was created out of that. It was called the Act, the Patriot Act, which was in fact the act of tyranny. Okay. Then we see, as I said earlier, the connection between the Bushes going all the way back to Prescott Bush and his indictment. I'm going to show this to you on social media platforms so you can see for yourself how Bush's grandfather helped Hitler's power rise to power. Again, just so you can see for yourself, go ahead and do your homework. As friends, we go forward. It's also interesting to note how they, the Germans established something called Project Paperclip, where they took 1,600 German scientists, engineers, and technicians, which were taken from former Nazi Germany to the United States. That's what we've been dealing with in this country. And by the way, guess who signed on to that one? President Harry Truman. And then we go forward just a little bit. Also keep in mind, Adolf Hitler hired the Muslims as mercenaries in aiding him to kill off his political opposition. So if you're trying to figure out why you have all these Muslims, not all of them, but those that are not here to assimilate, but this is why all these Muslims are coming in, because you can rest assured there's 35 jihadi camps in America today. It's just a matter of time before, voila, they're going to be armed and it's going to be on. All by design, it's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. He also established the homosexuals in high positions of government. You're seeing this with the likes of the 225 sodomites that were established under that of Barack Obama, and also the decriminalization of sodomites by Donald Trump, and the list goes on. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.